This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Program. As always, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Should we start by talking about Al Franken allegedly grabbing someone's breasts, or by a future space nation?
Space Nation.
Space Nation?
Okay, Space Nation, sure.
I literally just stumbled across this moments before the beginning of the show. I have not heard of this yet. Maybe if the two of you guys have, you know, you can fill me in, or anybody out there listening. Because there's a lot within the Liberty Movement, there's a lot of discussion about secession. There's a lot of discussion about people, you know, leaving political boundaries to create something new, some sort of new frontier. Mark, you've been in the past very interested in an idea called seasteading, for instance, where people would build these sort of interlocking, movable platforms on which they could live and then, again, connect with others on larger platforms on, you know, the sea. And that would be, in theory, a place that is not owned by some government, so therefore they could create their own society in that way. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the interlocking part is not necessarily part of seasteading.
No,
but
I thought it was. I thought the idea was that if you didn't like where you were, you could just kind of move somewhere else.
That's part of the pitch, right?
Like, so
that
it is part of it, or it isn't part of it?
Well, the answer is that what makes a nation a nation? Does it have to be
dirt? It's just imaginary.
Okay, it is imaginary. That's exactly right. So can you, you know, take out a big boat and call that a nation?
Why shouldn't you? You should be able to.
I guess.
It's all just imaginary.
But for whatever reason, people aren't going for that. So on a big boat, you wouldn't be able to take a piece of the boat and float off some other place onto another boat, right? So, you know, that's kind of the idea. Is what if you took a cruise ship out and you just set it out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and called it its own nation? Some people would say that's true, and some people would say it's false, and that's kind of how it would go.
No doubt about it. But now there's a new idea, which is a space nation, according to express.co.uk, called Asgardia, and it has launched its first satellite a year after Russian billionaire Dr. Igor Ashurbayli proposed the plans. More than 500,000 people have already applied to become citizens of Asgardia, the first space nation that will orbit the Earth and be free from politics and laws. Now, if that could actually happen, it would be amazing. But
they can't make PTA meetings free of politics.
Right. That's why I'm pretty skeptical about this. I mean, the idea of getting 500,000 people together in one place and expecting there's not going to be any politics, I mean, that's a wonderful vision. Don't get me wrong. I want humanity to get to the point where we can leave political, you know, kind of wranglings behind. But it doesn't seem like we're there. And I don't think we're anywhere close to being to that point yet, given the amount of, let's just say, the infighting within the libertarian movement alone, a movement that is supposedly, you know, a group of people that believe in a certain way.
Similar something, yeah.
They, you know, there's all kinds of just endless internal fights and drama going on. So I just don't see that being the case, but again, I'd love to see that be the case.
It's gonna be another what was it called? Fire Island? Where
I don't know what is that? Fireball
Island,
which is a cool game that you know, like a board game I played when I was a kid.
If I'm remembering right, it was called Fire Island, and it was spelled with a Y, and it was a bunch of rich millennials going to a beach or an island somewhere for concerts, and the venue and everything promised. Was not up to what they'd been promised.
Really? So a big disappointment.
Yeah. I mean, people didn't have water. It was like Lord of the Flies or something. It was post-apocalyptic.
How long ago was this?
This was this year or last year.
Yeah, then it wasn't post-apocalyptic.
The idea came from billionaire Russian computer scientist.
I think we should just say that from here on out, Russian Air.
Russian Air. Dr. Igor Escher Bailey, who has already confirmed the first 200,000 citizens from the initial 500,000 applicants earlier this week.
He's changed his name to Usher Benipol.
The Asgardia 1 satellite was launched, so they actually have launched a satellite. However, it is roughly the size of a loaf of bread and contains the personal details of 18,000 Asgardia citizens, including things such as family photographs. There's also a copy of Asgardia's flag, coat of arms, and constitution aboard. Now, wait a minute. How do they have a constitution already if there's no politics
no laws
involved in this?
Yeah.
Anyone over 18 years old, we're going to have to find. See if you can, Mark, pull up the Asgardia Constitution, because now I'm curious. Again, I just found this literally moments before we started the show. Anyone over 18 years old with an email address, regardless of gender, nationality, race, religion, and financial standing, can apply for citizenship. The satellite was launched from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia. Asgardia 1 made its journey to the ISS aboard the OA Antares Cygnus, a NASA commercial cargo vehicle.
This constitution is not a small document.
We'll dig into it here in a little bit.
But I got a preamble.
The Cygnus craft docked with the International Space Station on November 14th to perform its primary mission of delivering supplies to the astronauts there. The satellite will remain in orbit for between 5 and 18 months, and then it will likely burn up and disappear. The billionaire Dr. Usher Bailey has plans to convince the UN to recognize Asgardia as a nation. However, it is currently not recognized by any country on Earth. The only benefit currently offered to citizens of the space nation is the ability to upload data to the satellite while in orbit. So, the idea, of course,
can't be overstated.
As we talked about
value.
Earlier, is that a nation is just an idea. It is not a plot of land, right? It is just an idea in people's heads that there's some sort of separateness between them and other people who are, of course, just like them all around the globe.
If you chase it down, I think the term nation describes a group of people with a similar religion, religion, culture, and language. I think that that is what's going to make a nation.
I think everybody can probably define that slightly differently, but
we now use terms like nation, country, government, state, you know,
interchangeably,
all these things, like just, you know, mixed together. But I think that that's what it would be.
So then by your definition, there would be multiple nations within the United States geographic landmass.
Sure.
Is what you're saying.
The United States isn't a nation anyway. It's not a country either.
It's a government.
It's a federation.
And of course, that's just an idea, too. Governments are also just ideas. The idea that human beings should be able to use the threat of violence and actual violence to control other human beings, that's basically what backs up the idea of the government, is this false idea of authority. But anyway, I do like the idea of there being this place or a potential future place, this space nation, that right now exists only in a loaf of bread satellite form, where you can technically upload something to that satellite. So that means that a part of you can be on that satellite, right? A digital representation of you can be there.
You can put your Facebook profile.
So in the same way that you've heard maybe perhaps recently that Estonia has created this e-citizenship concept, where people can apply for this e-citizenship. It doesn't grant them like the right to have a passport, unfortunately, or anything like that, but it seems like kind of a step in that direction of having a concept of nationness or nationhood that does not span a specific geographic area. And I'm excited by this. I mean, this sounds like a cool idea. I don't know how far it's going to go. I don't know if they're actually going to have, like,
I think this has to be inevitable, by the way.
A space nation?
A space nation, yeah. First off, how is a nation here on the Earth going to properly rule some nation in space that's so far away? I mean, how are they going to do that?
Send men with guns up there.
That's ultimately what governments are.
No, because you just drop rocks on their head before they get there. big rocks.
You would have the high ground, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
You might have some advantage that I haven't thought of, to as far as that goes. But I think that ultimately it makes a lot of sense that at some point or another people are going to be like, yeah, you know, I want a nation, but I'd like it to travel along with me. Mm-hmm. That way I don't have to learn a bunch of different rules for when I go to a different place. I go to Saudi Arabia. I don't want to have to worry about, you know, covering my head or who can drive or whether or not I've got a fleck of marijuana on me from my visit to Colorado or whatever.
Let's talk more about it. Coming up here, you can share your thoughts on the Space Nation. You want to sign up? I don't know what they're charging for these citizenships, by the way. I haven't looked into that yet, Mark, but you did pull up their constitution.
Constitution.
We'll get to their preamble here in moments. Your calls and thoughts come first, though. It's Free Talk Live.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live boys, you may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're looking through the 35-page-long Constitution of Asgardia, this space nation, as it is being called. We'll dig into that a little bit further. Coming up here in moments, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Big news in the world of Dash today. We talked a lot about Dash as an excellent competitor to Bitcoin. It's not number one. Bitcoin's still number one. Dash is, I think, five or six on the top 10 cryptocurrencies in the world, but it's on the rise, in my opinion, especially here in New Hampshire. It started as an alternative to Bitcoin that was being used by libertarian activists. That, like, they kind of have these market days in certain parts of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, like, libertarian, liberty-minded folks will sell their wares in, like, a large room and with tables. Sort of like a small flea market, almost. But a lot of cryptocurrency transactions were known to have happened at these. But over the last year or so, it's been more Dash than it has been Bitcoin, from what I've heard from some of the people attending these markets. And now we're seeing Dash expand out into retail space, thanks to AnyPay.Global, which is a new competitor in the market that actually comes from New Hampshire on the seacoast. Former co-host Derek J. Freeman is one of the folks involved in that. So they've made it so retailers, mom-and-pop, brick-and-mortar stores can actually accept Dash at the point of sale, which is such a relief because it's been pretty embarrassing having to, you know, pay with Bitcoin or try to pitch Bitcoin to these business owners when the Bitcoin fees have been as high as $10 per transaction recently. Today they're down a little bit, down to around $6 per transaction as a median fee.
I sent two today for less than $3.
You can send it for less, but if you want, you know, the ultimate priority.
No, that was a priority.
Oh, that was priority?
Yeah, okay. On the wallet that I used.
Well, earlier today, the median transaction was about $6 on
it's hard
on
to
Bitcoin,
know with these
so
things.
That means half or more than six, yeah. Half or less than six. So, anyway, my point being that we're seeing Dash explode in New Hampshire. The Seacoast and Keene are the two hot spots where there are multiple Dash accepting businesses now at point of sale. And just this weekend, Keene got its Dash vending machine online. So we'd had the Bitcoin vending machine previously, and now we're renaming that to a cryptocurrency vending machine because now it stocks two different digital products, if you will. It's got Bitcoin, and it's got Dash, and it's also the third vending machine in New Hampshire to do that. We've got, there's the one that was first was out in Portsmouth, and then Manchester came on over the summertime as well, and now Keene is on board. So we've got Dash available at vending machine locations across southern New Hampshire. We'd already had the number one most Dash vending machines in one state. We'd had that per capita
right.
When Manchester came on, so I'm pretty sure we've still got it now that Keene is on board as well. So it's nice to see another option in the marketplace, and Dash is digital cash. So you need to learn more about it over at Dash.org. You can help create a better financial system for everyone and take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. It does basically what Bitcoin used to do, but it does it better. It's faster. It can be used in a more private manner. It also has much lower fees, dramatically lower than Bitcoin. And coming up at their next hard fork, their next upgrade, Dash is expected to lower they're already low transaction fees to like
right.
A third of a cent.
I sent a couple of Dash transactions today, too, and they were both at a penny.
Really? A penny's worth of Dash?
Yeah,
wow,
that's for a transaction versus $3 for Bitcoin.
It's just night and day.
So that's 300%, right?
It's a huge discrepancy. So check it out at Dash.org as we go to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Sheldon, listening in Washington State. Sheldon, are you listening to us on free-to-air satellite?
I sure am. I got a set up from Rick's Satellite here 3 years ago. Was $3.50, but I waited a smidge too long. It went up to $450, and I haven't paid a dime for all the radio stations and all the TV and all the news that comes from the country where it happened without being homogenized by our organizations.
Yeah, you're talking about free-to-air satellite. For our listeners that may not be intimately familiar, you can go to sat.lrn.fm, and you can learn more about where it is. We're actually available across North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. And we don't hear from satellite listeners very often, but we also don't hear from our regular radio listeners very often. So we know there are people out there listening, and glad to hear you found us up there. It's a way for you to get literally hundreds of free television and radio channels, many of which are in foreign language, but very interesting stuff. As you pointed out, Sheldon, the content comes directly from those countries in a lot of cases.
Sheldon, this is Johnny Ray. I'm really fascinated by your what you're listening to, and I'm curious which different countries you listen to content from. What are your favorites and why? I don't ever listen to international radio except for in the middle of the night when I'm listening to BBC on the NPR stations here. And I hear the British gatekeepers for a little while. Mm-hmm. But what do you like to listen to? Which countries, Sheldon?
Well, I love BBC, but wouldn't you know, with my luck, as soon as I get this big hoop-de-doo here, BBC stops broadcasting internationally. So, go figure. But back to your other question and to the other gentleman there, more than half of these international stations that are in other languages are subtitled in English. So you can figure out what's going on. Obviously, my favorite is Russia Today, which is, I'm pretty sure, soon to disappear. But I get news from Spain. I get it from Argentina, from Venezuela, from Poland. I don't get the Viking channels, which I wish I could. I get all the Talhead stuff on the east. I get Japan. I get pretty much, and I get Canada. And I get all the stuff from... And it's right there. And the nice thing about getting Ukraine channel is Ukraine channel is broadcast in American, Russian, Crimean, and in probably Turkish or something.
What's so the Ukrainian channel? Which one is that?
It's called UATV.
UATV. I have free to air here at the studio, so
okay,
I almost never actually watch it because I don't watch TV. But there's a lot of really unique stuff up there. Now, actually, you were calling for a different reason, Sheldon. So, what was it that you wanted to share with us tonight?
Well, I will in a millisecond. It's channel 32. If you want to get in on there, and if you hear something you don't understand, just wait on a loop. Like I say, they do one-hour intervals in each different language.
Huh.
And their documentary channels are amazing. I called because in the beginning, you guys sound kind of young, so you missed out on a movie called Elysium, which was exactly the rich people off planet settlement.
Huh.
Yeah, I've heard of the movie.
That ended well. You need to watch the movie.
Yeah, the problem with having rich people all in one place is that nobody's there to clean the floor. Who's going to do it? I guess you need robots at that point, and maybe we'll have that at some point or another. I guess we do have robots to clean the floor. I had a Roomba at one point in my life, but
wait, is this Elysium movie an old movie or a new movie? Because there's a new one in 2013.
Oh no! Well, yeah, that's the one that was in 2013 with who's the Bourne kid?
Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
Yeah, he's in there. Yeah, you've got to watch that. It's really interesting.
I like the director there. Thank you for the call tonight, Sheldon. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for listening to us on Free to Air Satellite, which anybody can do. Just go to sat.lrn.fm. You can learn more there, and you can actually help fund it over at fund.lrn.fm through our Patreon. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit, absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here it is, the live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can head over online to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we have there for you for free. Now, it's not quite free, but it's pretty affordable. The Blink Home Security System, you can have that delivered right to your door, and the setup is really the best part about it. It's so fast to get this thing up and rolling because it's wireless. If you've ever done a home security or office security system install, I've been involved with that stuff, and I'm like, I'll pay somebody to do this because there's a bunch of drilling holes, running wires through walls, and crap like that that you got to do. Not with the Blink Protect system. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get wireless cameras. You can get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys charge for one. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. The setup's super easy. All you need is a Wi-Fi-enabled device like your smartphone or a tablet. You connect that to the little, I don't know, hub box or whatever you want to call it, the brain of the Blink home security system. And that's the one thing that has a wire on it. That's because you're plugging that one into the wall. But that's it. Mm-hmm. Everything else, the cameras themselves, run by batteries. You set them up as to when you want them to be operational, for how long you want it to take a clip of whatever it is that's happening in front of it, and then those clips end up on your smartphone. You can watch anytime you want. Whenever something happens, if it's been set off, it sends an alert to you. I got one last night, as a matter of fact, here at the studio. So blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Michael in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hey, and how's it going?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, so I called last Monday. Still in California. Still sucks. But today, what I wanted to think about, what was really bothering me, was the idea of police surveillance cameras and the idea that forcing people that like to force their will on other people would work. So the idea was good, you know, make police film what they're doing, but they're just going to shut it off, shut it on, turn it on.
That has happened where police have, police have turned off their body cameras prior to doing something naughty. That
they just got caught in L.A. Planting cocaine on somebody because they forgot that it grabs 30 seconds before they turn it on.
And then so, like, people from different generations or the people that just believe in, like, authority and force and, like, all, like the government and, like, they're all just going to help you, like, watch these reality TV shows that are created, like, live PD and, like, see, like, what the police want them to see and then what they don't want you to see. It just creates, like, a really bad circle of, like, people believing in the government. And so basically, I guess my topic was people filming police, that is really good. But the police, like, filming people because they were forced to, like, anyone really thought that they were not going to, like, use that in their own way?
Oh, yeah, they'll use it to their advantage, obviously. They're the police. That's what they do. And it's certainly true that police body cameras can increase the amount of convictions that they get against people because they have more evidence to use against them. I think there are some very legitimate concerns about police body cameras, and was it a recent study I think we talked about in the last week showed that they basically didn't do anything to reduce, at least in the D.C. area, didn't do anything to reduce the reports of excessive police force, for instance. Although, again, what happens in D.C. isn't necessarily what happens in other places. And then, of course, there's the ongoing expense to the taxpayers of what these camera systems cost. So I think there's some really legitimate objections to them, although there certainly have been some other counterexamples of where police body cameras have caught them behaving badly, and they have paid the price for it, like in the case of the more noteworthy recent case of that nurse in Utah who got manhandled. Probably one of the least offensive things that I've seen police do on video, but she ended up getting a settlement out of that particular case, thanks to, I would say, largely in part to that police body camera video.
Right, because it was right a there. Nurse and not a mentally ill man screaming for his father 37 right. times.
Yeah, it was hard for them to look good in that particular circumstance. But, Michael, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
I guess, you know, it just seems like those cameras are doing more harm than good, even though they do some good. But
thank you for the call. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Carl. He's in Egg Harbor, New Jersey, listening to WPG. Hello, Carl.
Actually, Egg Harbor Township people get confused between the two.
There's two places. All right.
Yeah, they're two different places, two different school systems, too. But how about LeVar Ball, the father of one of them people, them players? In China, he said, our great president didn't get them kids out. And yet the kids said earlier they think Donald Trump were getting them.
All right, so I'm lost. What are you talking about? What happened with Donald Trump?
Trump's running around China. That's about all I got.
Yeah, it's basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
LeVar Ball is the father of some basketball prodigies, and they were doing some basketball outreach in China. And
with Donald Trump?
No, he wasn't actually a part of that.
Okay.
He was?
But they were caught. No, I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Not
they were
part
caught
of the
shoplifting.
Right.
Wait. So basketball players were shoplifting in China?
Yeah, college basketball players.
Yeah, pretty stupid to do anything in a foreign country. Anything bad.
Stupid to shoplift, number one, and it hurts. Yeah. All it does is hurt other people. I mean, there's this idea among, thieves that, we're sticking it to the corporations. No, you're not.
Right.
You're sticking it to the other customers who end up absorbing the loss control budget, basically, for however much goes out the front door in somebody's pocket or whatever. They end up raising the prices for everybody else to pay for.
Right.
So you're literally stealing from your neighbor.
Right, but my other point is if Donald Trump didn't get him out of there, he would have criticized Donald Trump for not doing anything to get him out.
So wait, I mean, Donald Trump went to bat for the shoplifters?
They said thank you.
I say let them rot.
Well, that could be up to 10 years, maybe taking big rocks and making
what
them
you get.
Smaller rocks. Well, that's what you get.
You stole. You know, that's the punishment for stealing.
I think that the punishment should fit the crime, and I tend to agree with you. This country was founded on the notion that the punishment should not be.
But I don't want to be punished by a government that's going to force money out of my pocket to go and advocate for the early release or whatever of a bunch of criminals.
Right, like Donald Trump was there in China. Talking to Chinese prime minister, so I'm not sure that you're going to be paying for. I mean, like, yes, some
everything the government does, you pay for because they
some
take
conversation
money.
Was going to occur in between these Xi Jinping and Donald Trump, but I don't think it was particularly costly. You can't really quantify that cost.
No, but if they were in maybe in Iraq or Iran, they'd use the hand, the one you mainly use to wipe your butt or
yeah, and that's sad. I mean, I agree with you the punishment should fit the crime, but ultimately, in many places in the world, it doesn't. And if somebody gets their hand cut off, I don't want to have to pay for the hospital bill to sew that thing up.
Right, I agree with you there, too.
Hey, Carl, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Benjamin in California. You're on via Skype. Go ahead, Benjamin.
That would be the Democratic People's Republic of California, or DPRK for short.
That's right.
PRC. I just wanted to talk a little bit about Purse and how awesome it is.
SaveItPurse.com, the place where we frequently promote the idea that you can save 20% easily on your purchases from Amazon if you pay with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I've been using it for almost 3 years now.
Congrats.
And I've saved over $3,000.
Wow.
And I've made nearly 200 transactions.
Wow, you've got me beat. And I've been at it 3 years. I think I'm at around $2,000 in savings.
Well, I think I would encourage people to buy a little bit of Bitcoin, send a little bit of it to Purse, and buy something small like a book or a movie or a CD or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody buys CDs anymore, but buy something small just to get a feel for how it works. And then do that on a regular basis. I think it's a great way to save money using Bitcoin.
It sure is. It's one of the remaining ways that Bitcoin is actually still useful, although I don't know if buying small items is particularly cost-effective there anymore. I'm not sure about that. I mean, even if you're saving 20%, if the Bitcoin fee is $10, then is that really going to work out? If you want to comment more, hang on. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Passies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Sunday edition of the program here. Our toll-free number for you to join us is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online at the Free Talk Live forum over at forum.freetalklive.com, where you can actually get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. A bunch of people have been signing up there over the last week due to our free Bitcoin Cash giveaway, which is still going on. I got about $10 worth more of Bitcoin Cash that I'm able to give away. So if you want to get in that last minute, there's still room for you in there. Roger Veer and I promised over a week ago that we would give dollars worth of Bitcoin Cash each, so $2 in total, to any $2 worth of Bitcoin Cash to anybody who posts their Bitcoin Cash address, their wallet address, on the thread that you'll find over at forum.freetalklive.com. So probably at some time this week, that's going to wrap up once we hit 100 people, because that was what our offer was. So head on over there to forum.freetalklive.com. You do need to post a quick introductory message. There's a requirement for that to get access to be able to post in the whole forum, but that's not hard to do. You just follow the instructions, answer the questions, and you're in. So head over to forum.freetalklive.com as we go to Benjamin in California. You were calling tonight to talk about your experience with Save It Purse.com, which is a site that allows people who have Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to save big time on their purchases at Amazon. I'm curious, Benjamin, sounds like you've been using it quite a bit. Have you been using SaveItPurse.com throughout the recent craze, the crazy spikes in the Bitcoin fees?
Well, absolutely. In fact, you mentioned I wouldn't recommend buying small things. I would only recommend buying small things, in particular, getting into it. And I wouldn't say send a purse just the amount you need to cover a particular transaction.
Send
$50,
yeah.
Send $50, $100, whatever, and then you buy things over time.
Right. Because you can just hold it there, your Bitcoin, you can just hold in the wallet there. And in fact, if Bitcoin keeps going up over time, if you send like, you know, a tenth of a Bitcoin's worth or something like that, $500 or $600, whatever, then it might actually keep going up as you just let it sit there in value. And so you just like kind of, it's almost like getting free stuff from Amazon if you look at it that way.
almost. I mean, I bought larger items. I bought Chromebooks, little computers for family members and whatnot. So it's just that. Onto the transaction fee thing. Today, because I've heard you talking about how crazy the transaction fees are, and I haven't sent anything from my mobile wallet in a long time, so I wanted to see, okay, how big are the fees? What would I have to pay? So I sent over a tip to the tip jar, the Free Talk Live tip jar.
Oh, thank you.
And I added it was $5, you know, the cup cost of a cup of coffee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only 18 cent transaction wow. fee using my Airbits wallet.
Okay.
And it got confirmed, within 10 or 15 minutes.
It seems like for whatever reason, the Bitcoin network has had a major reduction in its load over the last few days, I would say.
Something's going on.
I'm not doing anything with a SegWit wallet or whatever. Right. I haven't. It's just a plain Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah. So there's a website called bitcoinfees.earn.com, E-A-R-N, earn, bitcoinfees.earn.com, and it shows there this bar graphs, this sort of long list of graphs that shows you basically how many different transactions there are in sort of different fee categories as far as, there's a huge wall of transactions in the very lowest fee category, the one that's right above zero, and then there's up until within the last couple few days, there were huge walls beneath that at like the second and third categories, and those walls are like gone now almost. So it seems like people are moving off of Bitcoin for some reason, and maybe they're using other cryptocurrencies. I don't know, but either way, the fees for Bitcoin are down a little bit. As you said, you saw something for as low as, or you sent something for as low as, what was it, 18 cents?
18 cents.
I saw today there was a potential to send Bitcoin for as low as 36 cents via the blockchain wallet. So I'm glad to see that's happening now, but it may simply be because people were so fed up with Bitcoin's fees that they've started to use other options like Dash or Bitcoin Cash instead of Bitcoin. So it's,
yeah, it wasn't spamming the network. You basically proved that. I think it was offline that you proved that to me, that essentially it's not all a bunch of really, really low-cost small transactions.
Hey, Benjamin, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight and your experiences with SaveItPurse.com. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Although that said, earlier today, according to, again, this bitcoinfees.earn.com, if you go down to the very bottom of the page, they'll tell you the fastest and cheapest transaction fee based on the statistics is right now 300 satoshis per byte. Now, it's hard to explain what that means for people that are new to cryptocurrencies, but the satoshi is the smallest
unit
of a Bitcoin. So it's like there's 8 decimal points beyond the decimal in Bitcoin, that's the 8th decimal point. And then they calculate what that means. So it's 68,000, almost 68,000 satoshis is the median fee, meaning that half of the transactions cost more than that amount, and then half of them cost less than that amount. So that's kind of the useful number to look at and see exactly what the cost is. And if you go to tools.bitcoin.com, which is one of the myriad of handy little sites that Bitcoin.com has. I didn't even know about this one until I just happened to find it the other day. It's got a little converter on it, which you can use to convert between Bitcoin and U.S. dollars or Bitcoin Cash and U.S. dollars. And right now, that median fee on Bitcoin is still over $5 per Bitcoin. Or not per Bitcoin, per transaction. $5 per transaction. And there are some people out there who are like, well, that's not so bad. Yeah, that is so bad. That's like Western Union fees. It used to be the idea was that Bitcoin was supposed to be better than Western Union, that you could send something halfway across the world for 2 cents.
Bitcoin was supposed to be something that the whole world, that would be useful for the whole world.
Right, like people in Africa who make $1
a month.
Right, those people used to be able to send Bitcoin. Now, it would cost them a week's pay in order to send one Bitcoin transaction. So that's still messed up, and that's the reason why people are looking at things like Dash and Ether and, the other competitors for Bitcoin.
I'm looking at the transaction count, transactions in the mempool at blockchain.info. And it was at the beginning of the week, it was full to bursting.
Yep.
100,000 plus, 130,000, 140,000 unconfirmed transactions.
Right, just waiting, sitting out there.
But over the week, it's slowly gone down, and now it appears to be what is functionally empty. It's got about 20,000 unconfirmed transactions.
Hmm.
But still, the fees are still up there, huh?
They sure are. Well, as long as there's some amount of unconfirmed transactions, that means there's still some people who are waiting.
Some of the... Benjamin just said that he got a very cheap fee through.
Yeah, you can get them through. But Bob, who's one of the guys who comes to our local meetups here, he said that he sent a transaction last week, and it literally took 7 days for that to confirm. So, yeah, it went through, but you could have sent a message by horseback faster than that.
Sure.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know why the memory pool for the transactions was up high and now
because it was loaded up with transactions. That's why.
And now it's not.
Well, it's still loaded up. It's not as loaded up. Maybe because people are going elsewhere.
Way down. Way, way down.
Yeah, but they're still way, way up from where they should be. They're hundreds of times what they were just a couple years ago. So anyway, people are going to look for other options, and the marketplace, thankfully, is providing them. Going on here, actually a related story from Rick Falkvinge, who we interviewed like a year ago at the Anarchapulco event.
Yeah, it's been almost a year now.
He's got a really interesting piece that I think puts all this into perspective. We can talk more about the Space Nation later on. We do still have their constitution pulled up, so we can dig into that. But the headline here from Falkvinge on Liberty, his blog at falkvinge.net, what if... New Google management decided that a search should cost $20, take 8 hours, and be deliberately unreliable. What would people do if that's what was happening with Google management? If all of a sudden
they would run off to a different
search engine
very, very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to share that story with you. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind here tonight. We're going to do our best to actually get back into economics in one lesson. I don't remember when it was that we did our last chapter, but I'm pretty sure it was sometime over the summer. So we were supposed to have been doing a week-by-week Sunday night like book club where we'd go chapter by chapter and not read the whole chapter on the air, but kind of take some excerpts and discuss what was going on in that chapter. And we left off on a chapter about unions. And Johnny Ray, it sounds like you're prepared to talk about it. I have read this chapter. It's just that we just haven't done it on the air yet. Mark, I don't know if you've given up completely on this, but...
I think I've read it.
We'll talk about it either way.
2 months.
It's Free Talk Live. That's all on the way.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.